Reformed Church.
Thank you so much, Lord. Thank you, Father, for the respect that we have for you at this church. It's not a respect of fear, Lord, but thank you for the respect that we have, because we're just so grateful and thankful, Jesus, for what you did for us at the cross. And we just don't want to look at anything else here, Lord. We don't want to look at anything else. We don't want to know anything else except Christ and crucified. We don't want to get off track talking about principles from the Bible, concepts from the Bible, or just individual verses from the Bible. We want to see what Scripture's testifying of, who Scripture's testifying of. Jesus, we want our eyes on you. And everything else is added when you get your eyes on Jesus. Whatever the thing is that you need added tonight, Jesus can add it if you keep your eyes on him. If you'd set your eyes on one person, he's the answer to every single other thing that you could ever go through. Jesus, the name Jesus means Jehovah is salvation. God is our Savior. He sent Jesus. He worked through Jesus to do what he did. And when the Bible says that God is our Savior, again, it is Jesus' name. The name Jesus means Jehovah is salvation. And that name, describing the Lord as your Savior, has been taught in the church that it's primarily talking about forgiveness of sins so that you won't go to hell one day. That is not what that's talking about. I thank you so much, Lord, that there's not a single problem in this world that you did not save us from, Lord. Galatians 1:4 says that Jesus gave himself for our sins to deliver us from this present evil age. All the evil that's in this age, anything you could ever go through, anything you could even fear of going through, God is your Savior. And he named his son Jesus to tell you that Jesus is the conduit for the salvation that Jehovah is to you. Jesus is here tonight. He's inside of me. I know he's inside of many of us here, but even if he's not inside of you, he's inside of me right now. The Lord is in this place right now because we're in this place. Those that possess him, the Lord is here right now. Jehovah is salvation, is here right now. And he doesn't want to save anybody today. He doesn't want to heal anybody today. He doesn't want to raise anybody from the dead today. Because Jesus already took care of all of that 2,000 years ago. The only thing that's left is for his Spirit to manifest the salvation that he already became to all humanity for all time 2,000 years ago. So God doesn't want to heal your body today. Jesus already healed your body 2,000 years ago. God doesn't want to raise your dead. Jesus already took care of that 2,000 years ago. He doesn't want to fix your problems. He won't do it. Every time you go through a problem, Jesus remains seated and he doesn't get up. Every time you go through a problem, every time you have a wrong thought, every time you need wisdom, whatever it is, Jesus remains seated. And it's not out of apathy for your problem. It's out of finality of the fix of your problem. It's because of that finality that Jesus remains seated, because there's not a single thing that he did not do for you. Otherwise, he would not have sat down. Old Testament high priests stand daily. They're always standing. They're always trying to fix humanity. They're always trying to reconcile humanity to God. They're always trying to fix people's sins so that they can receive the glory of God. And they never were able to. And Jesus made one offering and then sat down as a testimony to the fact that he'll never have to make another sacrifice for you again. For whatever you're going through, every single problem, without any exception whatsoever, every single problem Jesus died for. Because there's only, as we've said so many times, but for those that don't know, because there's only two problems that came into this world through Adam. Sin and death. That's what Romans 5:12 says. Sin and death came into the world through Adam. And what do you know? Jesus died for sin. Every Christian can agree that Jesus died for sin, but most Christians don't agree that Jesus fixed every single problem. But you've just said Jesus fixed every problem when you said that Jesus died for your sin. Because sin and death are the only two problems, and everything can be categorized under one of those two things. Wrong thoughts, your wrong habits, and the things that you just can't seem to break, that's categorized under sin. I believe even fear and wrong emotions and all those kind of things would be classified under sin. When it comes to your body hurting, when it comes to injury, when it comes to things with your with your flesh, with sickness, when it comes to deformity, when it comes to inability or weakness, that's categorized under death. And Jesus took these things for us at the cross. My point is that there's not a single issue that Jesus did not fix. So thank you so much, Jesus, for having done that already. Jehovah is salvation. He is our salvation. And so with all that said, I want to open up time for prayer right now for two different purposes. On one hand, if you need prayer for anything, something hurts, something going on in your mind, something emotional, whatever it is, Jesus already fixed it. And you're not going to come up here for prayer for me to fix it for sure. And you're not even going to come up here for prayer for Jesus to fix it. But if you want to believe together and see a manifestation of what Jesus already fixed, that's perfectly fine. We can do that. And we'll believe that's already finished together. But don't come up here expecting God to provide something for you, because he's not going to do it. But you can enjoy the things that Jesus already provided. So if you need prayer for anything, I will open it up for prayer for that, but I'll also open it up. We may not think that, you know, anybody would respond to this, but regardless of how long you've come to this church, I don't care. Nobody in this room cares. If you want to receive Jesus for yourself, receive Jehovah is salvation for yourself. I don't care whether your parents are saved or not, or whether you've come to this church for a long time or not. If you've actually said that you've never yourself made a commitment to start learning Jesus for the rest of your life, made a commitment to say, I want to learn what Jesus done for me and be able to walk in those things, you need to make that personal commitment to Jesus. Nobody can make that commitment for you. If you want to receive what Jesus died to give you, it's a free gift. And if there's nobody here for that, that's fine. I just want to open it up for that as well. Again, everything is free. Whether we're believers or whether we're not, everything is free from Jesus. You don't have to pay for anything. Jesus already paid. So thank you so much, Jesus. So as we go through this service, as I'm praying, I'll keep on praying. If anybody wants to come up here and pray, you can come up on either side of the stage here. You don't have to come directly in front. You can come by either end, and I'll walk over and we'll pray. Thank you, Father, for the rest that you've given us, Lord. If you want rest from your works, you can come up and pray for that. Thank you so much, Lord. Thank you for the rest that you've given us, Jesus, from our works. That you don't want us to work for you, Jesus. You already worked for us. What a 180 that is from everything we've heard in the church before, Lord. You don't want us to live for you and work for you. You've already worked for us so that your spirit could live through us. Lord, if we want our lives changed, we come to you to get our lives changed, to renew our mind to what you've done for us, Lord, so you can change our lives. But you don't want us to change our lives for you, Jesus. Otherwise, you didn't have to come. Thank you so much, Jesus, for the rest from works that we have, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that everything is free, that we don't have to do something or prove something, Lord, that we're super spiritual before we can receive from you, Lord. Spiritual people, Lord, that are spiritual of themselves, don't receive from you, Lord. Only the people that listen to what you have to say are the people that receive from you. Thank you, Lord. If you're spiritual of yourself, if you're knowledgeable of yourself, then you can't receive from Jesus. It's off limits. The only people that can receive from Jesus are people that need what he has to give. Those are the only people that can receive from Jesus. Thank you so much, Lord. If you're part of the 99 sheep that don't need repentance, the shepherd is not going to go out looking for you because you're good by yourself. I'm talking to the people that need Jesus. The people that need Jesus are the people that he seeks out. The people that actually need what he has to give, who can't do anything of themselves and therefore need everything of his finished work. The people that are at zero and need his 100%. Those are the people that Jesus seeks out. And even for believers that have already received Jesus, we know that in the flesh we still need his spirit to work through us. That our flesh is still bankrupt in and of itself, and we need Jesus to work through us. So we thank you so much, Father, for that. Thank you so much, Father, for your resurrection tonight. If you have someone that has died and you want to pray for them as well, definitely. That is not, raising someone from the dead is not any harder than praying for someone to be healed. You could come up here right now, and you could pray. We could pray for somebody else about someone else being healed. But if there's someone that has died, you come up here right now, and we'll pray for somebody else that has died. Because we can see resurrections from the dead, because Jesus already died. The Bible says that if one died, it's referring to Jesus as that one. If one died, then all died. If one died for all, then all died. That means if Jesus died on behalf of every person, then it's as if every person already died in the body of Jesus, because that wasn't his own death, that was the all. That was all of our death at the cross. So it's as if everybody already fulfilled that one death that was appointed to them. So no one is appointed to death by God. God hasn't appointed anyone to death. If someone died, it wasn't their time to die. I can say that emphatically. It wasn't because it was God's time for them to die if somebody died. If someone dies, the Bible says to be carnally minded is death. That doesn't mean that someone has to be unusually carnally minded. It just means for lack of knowledge, that's why people die. Because we all need to grow in our knowledge of Jesus. And unless someone has full knowledge of Jesus, that produces bad results. And so therefore, people don't die because it's their time to die. People die because of lack of knowledge of Jesus. If everyone had full knowledge of Jesus, no one would ever die. Because it is not God's will that any die, ever. So thank you so much, Jesus, for dying for us. Thank you so much, Lord. Thank you so much, Lord. If there's someone, again, somebody, if it's you or somebody else, and you want to pray for somebody else as well, we can do that tonight as well. Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. And if everything's cool with you, that's fine. You can just stay right there, and you can just be ministered to as we're praying. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It ministers to us when we pray. It ministers like this. It ministers to us. Thank you so much, Jesus. Thank you so much, Lord, for the dead that will be raised just through the ministry, Lord, of this church. Not because this church is special, but I thank you, Father, for the dead that will be raised, Lord, in a way that people haven't seen before. The dead that will be raised because we just believe something that you said, Lord. Just because we believe what you said, we didn't do anything to raise the dead. Jesus, you did something to raise the dead. You died already, and I thank you so much, Lord, that we could just sit here in our seats today and hear the word, the good news, and just say, Lord, I receive that, and I'm going to continue and believe in that, and the dead get raised because of that. We're too used to this concept of big results taking a lot of work, on our end at least. But I thank you, Jesus, that the work is done, and we get to enter into the fruit of your labor. Thank you so much, Jesus. Thank you so much, Father, for the dead that will be raised from this ministry. I thank you, Lord, for the counsel that's going to go forth from this ministry, Lord. From Miss Kim and Pastor Jose, Lord, and the things, Lord, that you've taught them, and the things, Lord, that the people in this church have learned, I thank you for the counsel that's going to go forth in this church, Lord. Again, bear in mind, as I'm praying, if anyone has needs prayer for anything, just come right up on either side of here, and I'll see you on the side there. But thank you for the counsel, Lord, that's going to go forth from this church. This is not counsel that's been heard before, Father. This is not counsel that's been heard before, Jesus. I thank you so much, Father, for the people that are going to hear the good news and be so relieved to know that their God is not the monster that they were told that he was. That Jesus is not the one allowing the things in their life, but Jesus is their Savior from those things in their life. The good news, Lord, to know how much you love them, Lord. People have been told over and over again that God loves them, and yet God is supposedly the one allowing all these things in their life, and they just can't reconcile the two together, and the reason why they can't do that is because they're irreconcilable. Someone that loves you doesn't do that, and we don't even have to ask ourselves, well, maybe that death of that loved one was a good thing for you. Maybe that death of a loved one was just their time. You know, the Bible says that death is evil. The Bible says that we could choose life and blessing, or death and evil. It puts death on the side of evil. That is not a confusing thing. We don't have to be confused about that. God calls death evil, and the Bible even says that if your son asks you for bread, will you give him a stone? You know what that means? That bread means life in the Bible. Stone means death. If your son asks you for life, would you give him death? That's what that means. You can check our glossary for that. That's exactly what that means. And you say, if someone asks the Lord for life, you think he's going to give them death? You cannot reconcile those two things. God allowing earthly parents wouldn't even allow the things that God supposedly allows in our life. And God loves you more. than any earthly parent ever has. In fact, if you don't have the love of any particular earthly parent, God has so much love for you and for me that we don't even need any other love. I thank you so much, Jesus, for that. You can put the music up a little bit more. Thank you so much, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father, that your goodness, Lord, is not expressed when we come to church. Your goodness is not expressed because some pastor said that you're good or because we say at church that God is good. God is only going to seem as good to people depending on how you teach him. The goodness of God is demonstrated in Jesus. God demonstrates his love toward us in this, that Jesus died for us while we were yet sinners. The love of God is demonstrated in what Jesus did. Thank you, Lord. You could say God loves people. You can say God is good. But when you tell people that God is the source of the disaster in this world or he allows it, you're not demonstrating the goodness of God. When you tell people that God killed their loved one, you're not demonstrating the goodness of God despite the fact that you're using the word good. When you tell the world that Jesus already died your death, and if one died for all, then all already died, and God has not appointed death to you, God appointed death to his only begotten son, on your behalf, so you would never have to die. If somebody dies, it's not because God allowed it, it's because of lack of knowledge on our end. Are we saying that it's our fault? I'm saying it's unbelief's fault. I'm saying people do allow death if you reject Jesus, but if you're growing, I'm not saying anything's your fault. God doesn't expect you to know more than you can know as you're growing. If you're growing your knowledge of Jesus, then keep growing. It's unbelief's fault, but it certainly isn't God's fault. But it's our unbelief that hinders the power of God. And if, as we're growing, that's why the life of God is being released tonight, because we know Jesus. As you grow in your knowledge of Jesus, that's what releases the life of God. I thank you so much, Lord, for having fixed our problems and being the Savior from our problems, Lord. You're the refuge from the problems in this world. You're not the cause of the problems in this world. Thank you so much, Lord. I thank you again, Lord, for the resurrections that this church is going to see. Going forward, I thank you for the resurrections that we're going to see. In a time, Lord, where people don't have answers. People don't have answers and they don't know what to do about problems, Lord. And they see problems that they think are bigger than anything they've seen before, Lord. But I thank you to us, Lord, it's all old news because it's all been taken care of when Jesus said the end at the cross. Thank you, Lord. We already know it's taken care of, so we're not going to be surprised at problems now or to come. We know exactly where they come from. We know exactly what Jesus did about it. And we know exactly what we can expect as we believe the gospel. We can expect the glory of God in our life and prosperity and health in our life. I thank you, Father, for prosperity and health for collectively, for everyone that listens to the gospel here. I can only speak for those, but I thank you, Lord, that for everyone that listens to the gospel here and hears your word, I thank you for prosperity and health in their life. Father, bless them with finances supernaturally, Lord, for them and their family, that they might have all sufficiency in all things, but that they also would have an excess, Lord, more than they can use. More finances than they can use for every single good work that you want to accomplish in their life and everything that they would like to give to. I thank you, Father, that it's an overabundance, a super excess of finances, Lord. Father, I thank you for prosperity for the people here, that you prosper them, Lord, in their endeavors, that when they do things, Lord, that are moving by your Spirit, Lord, that your Spirit continues to prosper them there. But even when they do things that's not led by your Spirit, that you turn that around, Lord, and prosper it, because whatsoever he does, the one that meditates in the Lord, whatsoever he does prospers. And it's not because you do everything right, it's because Jesus did everything right, that God is able to prosper you with your eyes on Jesus. Don't expect things at your job to go south just because you did the wrong thing or you made a mistake. Even if it's not sin, if you just made a mistake, don't expect things to go south. Jesus already went south for you. For that very circumstance, everything went south for Jesus. And God forsook him at the cross and let men do whatever they wanted to him. Everything went south for Jesus, so everything could be prospered. Your hand is blessed. Your hand is not cursed. When you set your hand to something, your hand is not cursed. God bought your body. God bought your hand. When you put your hand to something, that's a blessed hand. That's a hand that was purchased by the blood of Jesus. That's a hand that God values. God valued your hand before he even possessed it. God valued that hand before he even possessed it, but now he possesses it, and now it's a blessed hand that when you set it to something, you know that's a prospered hand because it's being used by the Spirit of God, not because of anything you've done, because of everything Jesus has done. Thank you for prosperity, Lord, and thank you for health for people that are here, Lord. I thank you, Father, for health that is an uncommon kind of health. I thank you so much, Father, for a health, Lord, that is long-lasting, for a health, Lord, that remains healthy, Lord, even in the face of sickness around it or disease around it. Thank you so much, Father, for perfect health, not a halfway health. Like, Lord, can you at least just fix this because it's the biggest problem? No, I mean perfect health. I thank you so much, Jesus, that it's health in accordance with the health that you have, Jesus. I thank you, Father, for quick recoveries tonight in the name of Jesus. Thank you so much for that, Lord. Thank you, Lord. If it's not quick, it doesn't mean it's not happening, but there's no reason why it can't be quick because Jesus already died 2,000 years ago. He's not going to take another stripe for you. You ain't waiting on God. He's waiting for you to keep your eyes on him. You ain't waiting on God. Jesus is not going to take another stripe. Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. We're just getting a clear picture of those stripes. And I thank you, Lord, that just because it takes a little while doesn't mean it's not of God, doesn't mean nothing's happening. It certainly is. But I thank you so much, Father, that there's no reason why it can't be quick because it's already paid for. People in the Old Testament were receiving, and we can't receive quickly as New Testament believers. Elijah's dead bones raised a man from the dead. Thank you, Lord. We can see better things than that in our life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the gift of God that's here tonight. Thank you, Lord, for that. The gift of God, it's a gift. It's a free gift to anyone that wants it. If you want to see something in your life, you have something maybe you have a goal that you know God's put on your heart, or you just have something in your body that you just want to see rectified. You have something going on in your house or whatever it is. Listen, God already wanted to see that rectified, and that's why he paid such a heavy price to see it rectified. God wants that thing manifest more than you want it manifest too. God intends on seeing it through in the manifestation as well, but you need to keep your eyes on Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You need to keep your eyes on Jesus and not be wavering to and fro. You got to stop, like Pastor Jose was saying in pre-service, you got to stop paying attention to what everybody else is saying to you if those things they're saying to you doesn't match up with what the Lord has spoken. You need to remain steadfast in your faith and keep your eyes on the Lord. Thank you, Lord. You're going to see the glory of God when you do that. It's a powerful thing. But I want to tell people, even maybe listening online right now as well, keeping your eyes on your version of Jesus is not going to cut it. Keeping your eyes on your version of Jesus is not going to cut it. Because a lot of us are being taught a version of Jesus that is not the true Jesus. It doesn't match up with Scripture. You're hearing things that don't look like what you see in the coming of Jesus. That he healed those that were sick and became sick for them at the cross instead. He raised those that were dead. He didn't hold memorials for people like they weren't coming back. He raised their dead, and then he died, went and died for them. And a lot of us are hearing a version of Jesus that is not the true version of Jesus. And if you keep your eyes on him, that's not going to do anything for you. I know there are other churches preaching the gospel, but I don't know where they are. And I can't speak for any other church but Reformed Church. And I can tell you, I give it a thumbs up. Stay with us and hear the word of God here. The only church I can speak for is this church. Stay with us and keep your eyes on Jesus to the degree that we're showing you from Scripture what Jesus did for you, what the Father did through Christ. Keep your eyes on that Jesus and don't let anyone else speak to you a different Jesus than what you've heard. I'm confident enough that what you're hearing here is really Jesus to tell you, don't let anyone teach you a different Jesus than what you're hearing here. Thank you so much, Lord. We got plenty of ways to improve in our mind here, but we're teaching the true Jesus. And I thank you so much, Lord, for revealing that to us. We need to keep our eyes on the true Jesus and not be swayed from that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We're so blessed, Lord. We are so blessed. You've blessed us so much. That's why we're blessed, Lord, because you blessed us so much. And the beautiful thing, Lord, is that you didn't have to do it. Nobody forced you to twist your arm to do it. You said it was your good pleasure to give us the kingdom. That means it was the Lord's good pleasure to give you everything he has. And I thank you so much, Father, that you did it because it pleased you to do it. Thank you, Lord, for how that shows your character that we see in Jesus, that it pleased you to do it. Thank you so much, Lord. We are so blessed. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. All right, you know, I'm going to pray real quick as well. You know, we have an online congregation as well. We have people that might have wanted to come up tonight and clearly cannot just because they're watching online, not to mention the fact that, yeah, man, when I preach, I think about this all the time. I never preach with just the knowledge like I'm just talking to you guys. I'm always preaching. That's why I even reiterate lots of times things that you guys already know, because I know I'm going to be preaching to a lot of people that are going to see that message in the future, right? So, and we all know that here. So I also want to say this for people that might listen to this in the future as well, that if you wanted to come up and you're listening online now or in the future, then I'm going to pray with people online right now as well. All right, I'm going to pray for, let's just start with, if it's your body or the body of a loved one, then I'm going to pray for healing right now first. Thank you, Jesus, so much. By your stripes, we were healed. We're healed, Lord. Notice that's a past tense. We were healed. That means you're not healing people anymore. You're just manifesting the healing you already provided. So forever, whoever is listening to this right now, if you need healing for your body or the body of someone else, if it's you, that's perfectly good. If it's somebody else, then I'm going to ask you to hear what I'm saying and agree with me for that person then. Thank you, Lord, for the stripes you took for us. Thank you for the wounds and the sickness you took for us at the cross. No matter what it is, Lord, I thank you so much that you paid for it, Jesus. So if there's sickness in someone's body that's listening to this right now, I command that sickness to leave right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, for Jesus' sake. Not for my sake, not for their sake, but for Jesus' sake, I thank you, Lord. We have that authority. In Jesus' name, I command that sickness to leave that body right now. If there's an injury, and someone is agreeing with me listening right now, that injury is healed right now in the name of Jesus. Whatever it is, whatever the injury is, that injury is healed right now in the name of Jesus. If it's just something that's sore or hurt, that hurt is gone right now in the name of Jesus, because the root of whatever is causing that hurt is gone. It is healed right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. If it's someone that you'd like to see raised from the dead, that is not too much to ask for. That is not too much to ask for. In fact, if you weren't to ask for it, you'd be making his work in vain, because he already paid the price for it. You'd be making it in vain, so why not use it? It's sitting right there on the inside if you're a believer. Even if you're not, you can agree with me right now, because I've got the power that raised Jesus from the dead. So I thank you so much, Lord, for that ability to see the dead raised. And if there's someone that you'd like to see raised, then you can agree with me on that. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Regardless of who it is, in the name of Jesus, I command that body to be raised up right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for dying for us, dying everyone's death, so that we could see people raised from the dead. Thank you, Father, for the life you've given us instead of death now. In the name of Jesus, whoever that is that this person is agreeing for, I thank you that body is given life right now in the name of Jesus. And I command that body to get up. It doesn't matter how long they've been dead. Don't even think about that stuff. You think about Jesus. The Lord will think about that stuff. You think about Jesus and the Lord will think about that stuff. You just know that Jesus provided and paid for it, and that is certainly good enough. Thank you, Lord. You don't see the dead raised because you know some scientific fact of how it happens. You see the dead raised because you hear by faith what Jesus did. In the name of Jesus, I thank you that that person is raised right now. Thank you, Lord Jesus. All right. And I'll just pray with you one more thing. If there's some kind of provision that you need in your life, financial provision or otherwise, something, some kind of event that needs to happen or occur that if you're concerned about, or even if you're not concerned about, even better, just something that you want to see happen. Father, I pray that whatever provision that needs, Lord, in all things that pertain to life and godliness, in all things within that those parameters, I thank you, Father, that provision, Lord, supernaturally, because they're agreeing with me right now. In the name of Jesus, I release your spirit, Lord, to be able to provide whatever is needful in that area. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for that. Thank you so much, Lord. Thank you, Lord. That provision comes across their path. That job comes across their path. That person comes across their path. whatever it is, Lord, that they need within the parameters of life and godliness. I thank you, Father, that that is released right now in Jesus' name for that to be manifest in their life. Amen. Thank you so much, Father. Thank you so much, Father. We love you, Lord. There ain't nothing that we can't see, Lord. Nothing that we can't see. If we want it, all things that pertain to life and godliness, if we want anything within those parameters, I thank you so much, Lord. We can see it with in our life. Amen. Thank you so much, Father.
We hope you enjoyed this message from Reformed Church. If you have, please share this with someone else and help us get this uncommon truth out to the world. If you'd like to support this good news, you can do so at reformchurch.com/give. Also on our website, you can take advantage of our free messages, articles, and even full discipleship courses. Start reforming your mind now at reformchurch.com.